Stray cats and dogs peer out from the cages and kennels of the Coulee Region Humane Society on Alaska chapter. Executive Director Heather Schmid says the number of animals brought in or picked up was up 8% in January and February compared to the same 2 months of 2008. She doesn't expect the numbers will go down until the economy turns around.
At one time, we didn't really see any animals being given up due to foreclosure or due to the need to downsize. And that reason has significantly gone up in the past several months.
Schmidt says most people are upfront about their situation and why they're surrendering ownership of their pets. Others aren't as forthcoming, hiding behavioral traits or health issues the pets might have.
Nobody has to be embarrassed about coming here. Nobody, things happen. And again, who are we to judge? We all find ourselves in situations at times where we are challenged. So it's really not our place to judge.
Schmidt adds that La Crosse County is seeing more cases of pets being dropped off in the wild, some unable to really fend for themselves.
You know, when we see cats come in here that are front to clawed and neutered or spayed, you can't tell me that cat wasn't owned. Now, it could have happened where that animal did get loose, you know, by mistake, and I do understand that. But it could also have been that that animal was abandoned.
I don't mean this in any way to be disrespectful, but when the going gets tough, the first thing that goes is the dog for a lot of people.
That's Allison Davies, Executive Director of Shelter from the Storm, a Madison-based nonprofit pet rescue organization. Davies says they're seeing fewer cats for now. Dogs, on the other hand, are a different story.
Everyone and their brother is asking me to take their dogs right now. We've been getting probably three dog surrender requests a week, which is a lot for us because we're a private organization.
Currently, Shelter from the Storm is housing 20 dogs and 75 cats. Davies says that's about average overall, but Davies is concerned about not just the rate of the dog surrenders, but the fact that springtime is also kitten season. Davies says the shelter is seeing about 2 to 3 cats dropped off a week right now, but could see almost 4 times that much after mating season. Davies says adoptions at her shelter are running neck and neck with drop-offs, while Schmidt of the Coulee Region Humane Society says they're keeping ahead for now. Both say that could change if the economy stays sluggish. Davies says measures may have to be taken to keep the adoption rates as high as possible.
Will it mean lowering adoption fees, which can be hard because we would lose money, which we already do. Like our cat adoption fees, we lose money on when, you know, after you add up all of the vet care we provided for the cat, the $50. That we charge for the adoption fee doesn't cover it.
Davies says if it wasn't for grant money from the Dane County Humane Society, the shelter would likely have to close. It's not just the animals that are costing the shelter, it's the increasing costs of supplies and food. Davies and Schmidt hope cats and dogs will continue to be affordable for animal lovers looking to give pets a second chance in life, even during these tough economic times. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.